Good morning, and welcome to the conference for the results of the first semester of 2013 of Grupo Nutresa. As you could have seen, the results of the second quarter are results that are very positive because we record an improvement in the commercial dynamics compared to the first quarter of the year. Particularly, you can see great improvements in our operational earnings, which we'll be detailing today. Firstly, obviously, we'd like to talk to you about the highlights of the semester, of the year, and really the historical realities of Grupo Nutresa. As we have established for many years, you know that the acquisition strategy of Grupo Nutresa has involved simpler structures. This means that we've got great management and great brands and a great distribution, and that obviously gives way to great results. At Nutresa, we made 18 acquisitions. This last acquisition almost equals all the others added, and really complying with the criteria that I've just mentioned. Nutresa has been managed by a steering committee that has been in charge of the company for over 20 years. Really, it's been built by this group. Really, these are people that have great expertise and great achievements. The directive team was confirmed in its position the same day that we signed the sale and purchase agreement of this company, and I'd like to congratulate everybody for their great work. This confirms really the great work made by second-level collaborators. The idea is to gradually provide and display the best results, especially with the cold cuts of our company in the region. The brands have great positioning. Some of them, like Luchetti, has the best positioning in the region, and the distribution in the country, in Mexico, Central America, and other countries, is an extensive distribution with great presence in different channels. For Grupo Nutresa, the acquisition of Tres Montes Luchetti is very important in terms of geography and food categories, or what we call the vegetables. This is a great dimension that opens for our group because of geography and new categories, but also provides us a consolidation in terms of geographies and categories that are new to us. That's why, for instance, coffee and pasta, the categories that we're in, we achieved a great expansion in the region. In the areas where we've been operating, like Mexico, Central America, Peru, you could see a significant consolidation. Within the categories where we have Tres Montes Luchetti, which has a diversified product portfolio, I should mention especially the cold instant drinks. You could say that 44% of its sales are part of this category. This category is very important worldwide, just to give you an idea, because it's one of the few brands with over $1 billion in sales. It's a brand like the Lord blessed. And when it comes to Tres Montes, Luchetti, it's led for 20 years a conceptual change of this category in American Latin America, which is very important. And when it comes to beverages like Sucos, which is our cold instant beverages brand, Luchetti, they moved from just being a beverage with sugar and turned into an all-occasion type of beverage. And this shows as an alternative to beverages. And that's why Tres Montes Luchetti has changed the characteristics of this category, like the formulation. It has very little sugar content. There are some that are sugar-free. The points of sale are treated differently. The relative price position is different. And the communication, all of this has changed to turn these cold instant beverages into all-time or all-purpose type of beverages in Chile. Instant beverages, cold instant beverages, are the second vegetables after beverages. Indeed, they represent 20% of a carbonated type of drinks in Chile. And Tres Montes Luchetti has positioned its brands throughout the region, especially with users, especially the upper high class. So you could see significant value of this product. This beverage has lower ratios when it comes to price features, but you have transportation storage that is very environmental friendly, and the package is not degradable. So basically, it has a full range of calories. So, in short, this is a beverage that goes hand in hand with the trends of sustainability, ecology, transportability, healthy beverages. So it really opens for Grupo Nutresa a new category. Continuing with this process, the due diligence began last week. According to the purchasing agreement, we have a maximum 60-day term. So I'd say that by mid-September, we have to go through this process, although we believe that it will be earlier. Therefore, at the end of this transaction, we can begin to consolidate the figures of the Montes Luchetti. And so as of September, at the latest by October, we will begin this. When it comes to the operation, we will be using our own resources and taking a bank loan of approximately $600 million. And that primarily has to do with a quick process, a quick banking process, and we'll have a term that has been provided to us, and we do believe that we'll have conditions similar to those that are offered to us by the capital market. So we believe that this is an alternative that's quite interesting. We also believe that since we've had very low levels of half a beta per year, with this operation, Grupo Nutresa will have a ratio of a beta 1.97, and that will provide us a very comfortable position still. The Fitch Ratings already announced that the indebtedness rate increase will not be hurting Dresa's rating and its AAA rating will remain the same. As to synergies, these have not been quantified yet. There are some when it comes to savings, but we do believe that synergies will be rising from increased sales and making use of our distribution channels, and also with joint purchases of commodities. It could come from the cost of indebtedness, in which the indebtedness right now of the company of Desmontes Lucchetti has lower interest rates than those in the market usually, and we believe that our joint efforts when it comes to logistics, industry, IT, R&D, et cetera, will be valuable. As to the transaction multiple, as we said, since we released our communication, you can see that since last year, we have had great figures of about 1% above profitability when it comes to EBITDA, so it really contributes to the profitability of Grupo Nutresa. And it has a great strategic guideline. We must recognize the value of an acquisition of this size. It's very unusual. It's very scarce in the region. And that's why it's so valuable. This just describes to you our transaction or purchase of the company. Let's look at slide 2. Here you can see the revenues of Desmontes Lucchetti. You can see at the EBITDA was 13.6%. The sales composition per product and per region. And you can see a picture of the portfolio of this company. Because of time restraints, let's look at the rest of the slides that you have at hand that you can later look at with more detail. Now let's look at the third slide, and you can see the future structure of Grupo Nutresa that you well know of. It's 6 businesses, and now with purchasing Desmontes Lucchetti, we'll have a 7th division. With company in terms of governance, will have its board of directors in Chile. The president of Grupo Nutresa will be the chairman of the board of directors of this company, and the general manager of that company will be reporting directly to the chairman. To have an idea of the relative size of Desmontes Lucchetti, you can see that it has a similar size to that of the company, so undoubtedly it will have a very strong and important position in the company. That in terms of Desmontes Lucchetti, and if you have any questions about this, ahead we can provide any answers for you. And a second highlight the period that's very important is on slide 4, and it's the creation of Vice Presidents of Consumer Foods. Grupo Nutresa has identified for years that food consumption outside of homes has grown much more than food for other purposes. And as the income per capita of cash available, people go out and eat more frequently. And this is a chance that we've seen with great interest, and we've started to enter this area by purchasing Pops and Bond 3 years in Dominican Republic, which represents 500 ice cream parlors. And this has represented a great buy in Central America, and now we operate almost 500 ice cream parlors in Central America and the Caribbean with great experience. It's been successful. It's been a business of high profitability levels and a growth dynamics that is above the commercial type of food sold. That's why we wanted to professionalize this activity and to deepen our presence of Grupo Nutresa in that category of fast foods, or what we call quick service restaurants, or food, consumer foods. For that, and about 2 months ago, we appointed a vice president of the company. He's called the Consumer Foods Vice President. This person is extremely prepared in this area. His name is Juan Toussaint. He's a U.S. Ecuadorian citizen with vast experience in the sector of consumer foods in Latin America. He's got 17 years of experience in Mexico, Brazil, Chile, and the U.S. He directed the business of food chains in Chile, especially that of Dagas, which have to do with the largest hot dog chain in Latin America. Before that, he worked in Yum Brands, holding a brand of Pizza Hut, Kentucky Fried Chicken, and Taco Bell. In Yum Brands, he worked in the U.S. and also directed the Latin American region for that same company. And before that, he worked at McKinsey & Company. Juan is a mechanical engineer from UCLA, and he's got an MBA from UCLA as well. Currently, we are at Grupo Nutresa formulating the plan currently, and it will be executed and implemented this year. The idea is to have a plan through acquisitions. We do not plan to have expansion plans with, but we are exploring right now ideas to make acquisitions or alliances or create franchises in the region, particularly in the Caribbean and also in Colombia, and in categories in which we are working right now. It turns out that this is second news is a determined entrance into Grupo Nutresa to the food consumers market. Now let's look at the results of the first semester. Please move to slide 5. Here you can see sales in Colombia and international sales at June 30th. Here you can see in the blue boxes, which is the price increase and a volume increase, because this year we've had relative changes because of these two variables. You can also see the increases. For instance, we're looking at the variations of YOY, and but also you can see how we've underlined in volume in Q. The growth was of 3.5% because prices have been decreased at 2.2% in Colombia. And we did this to avoid the increase of the VAT with the tax reform, which taxed food from 10% to 16%. That, in turn, would hurt our sales volumes and would hurt our growth, especially in a time of low consumption. But also, we could also do this without any problems because of the reduced price of commodities. And there we could transfer the price differences to the consumer. And this has been better to boost our growth by reducing prices. Here you can see significant increase in volumes. Like, for instance, in coffee, there's a reduction of price of 5.9%. Due to time restraints, we can't get into this detail, but you can look at these slides closely ahead. Next slide, you can see it, total sales is $2,612 million. Here's a slight price reduction and an increase of 12.1%. You can see this more in coffee, where price reduction was 11.2%, and international sales, and 5.8%. So we transferred the price reduction of the raw materials to our customers, keeping great profitability levels. When it comes to organic sales, to avoid the FOX effect of last year, you can see that when it comes to international sales, we reached 4.7%. Now, slide 6, you can see total sales in Colombia and international, and also without exchange effects. In total sales, 2.6%, 2.6 billion pesos, which is 4.7 in quality, and price was -0.3. When it comes to that 4.4% of organic growth compared is of 2.2%. And the organic growth of ice cream compared to that 27.6% growth after acquiring Pops, the organic growth of ice cream is 11.2%. Now, if we look at the second quarter, if you look at slide 7, you can see the sales of the quarter in Colombia were of $950.8 million, and that 3.5%, as I told you, during the second quarter, improved in the commercial dynamics. If we remember the variation of the first quarter of 2013, it was -1.1% in Colombia, and now it moved up to 3.5% positive. What we said, Colombia began with a weak demand early on in the year, but it has been improving, and that validates the expectation that we had. Remember last quarter, we told you in our teleconference that dynamics were quite slow, but our expectations were that there was improvements, and this has been the case. We've seen an improvement in the dynamics. Still, we haven't reached what we want, but it has been positive, and we reinstate that we will continue an ongoing growth. As to international sales, we also see improved dynamics, even because here you can see in the second quarter, these grew 13.8%. During the first quarter, it was 4.2%. And now you can see the marked improvement. And you can see the effect of POPs to show you the organic growth was of 9.7% of international sales, which is very positive as well. In slide 8, you can see total sales, $1.3 billion business with an 8.3% growth. In volume, 7.8, the price, 0.7. Much better than the first quarter where total sales were just 4.3%. And also when it comes to organic growth, the growth level was very positive. In terms of total sales without exchange effects, during the quarter and the semester, you can see the growth rates that are quite similar. The only variation that's significant here is that of cold cuts. And that's because of the sales in Venezuela, because the Bolivar currency has had no devaluation and it has had inflation. And as sales in Bolivar grow, they also grow in dollars. So that's why there's a slight increase. While total sales of the group grew during the second quarter 8.3%, without the effect exchange, the growth is really 10.4%. This is especially because of what I've mentioned, Venezuela. Now let's move to slide 9, where you have sales per region. Here you have the data at June 30th. However, let me show you the figures with the acquisition of Desmontes Lucchetti, which is summarized in the last paragraph. No, in the box that you can see on this slide. Here you can see that the pro forma sales of Grupo Nutresa at the end of 2012. Sales of Grupo Nutresa were $3 billion and they would climb to $3.4 billion. International sales would add up to $1,284 billion. And international sales for Grupo Nutresa would represent 37.3% of total sales. And Chile would be the second geography of Grupo Nutresa. Mexico would grow from 1.8 to 4.1, and the EBITDA would grow 15.8% to $440 million. So looking at this map, you can see that Colombia would be the first market, followed by Chile with $226 million, representing 7.9% of total sales of the group. Third is the U.S. with sales above $200 million. Fourth was Central America, with levels almost also to $200 million. Fifth place is Venezuela with 7.6% of total sales. And this is followed by Mexico with 1.6% of sales. And then Peru would be at the last list with 1.7% of total sales. So you can see that there is a very balanced print here, very identified with a very significant presence in these markets that are very promising, like Chile, the U.S., Mexico, Central America, Peru. And even in the U.S., which has been displaying a slow process, and even our sales with this a recession in the U.S., our sales have been quite dynamic, indeed, for us. the international market has been quite triggered by the U.S. So as you can see in this map, it's quite diversified geography, and it focuses in very promising markets with a great priority in the future. These are countries that are really part of the Alliance of the Pacific. Now let's move to slide 10. Here you can see the market share in Colombia. You can look at the figures. Let's move on, because really there are no significant variations to highlight. There are some increases in some shares. Others show some decreases, but really these remain the same. At the end, you can ask us any questions you may have. Let's look at the commodities on slide 11. During this semester, you can see the expectation that we reported it on our annual report. And here, we expressed our expressions of stability in commodities. And we believe that it's highly probable that this will continue being the same situation during the rest of the year. What's fundamental is that the commodities have positive results worldwide, and we've had a recovery of levels. And unless there is a shock of in the offer or a climate-related problem, we expect no price variations. We expect stability. We've been heard that the cycle of commodities is now in a downtrend. But I think it's quite early to say that. But clearly, we are living in a supply and demand that's quite responsive to the signs of the past. Here in slide 11, you can see the index of commodities of Grupo Nutresa, which is weighted by the consumption of the different commodities of the group, such as cold cuts of pork. You can see wheat, oil, sugar, cocoa, coffee, and you can see how the index since the year 2011 has been dropping clearly. The lines that have a number with different colors are the averages of the year, and right now we have an index at 99. And this is at December 31st, and you can see how the commodity prices have dropped during the year. We've only seen two variations worth mentioning. One is that cold cut proteins, especially that of chicken and beef, it's increased a bit, but it's moderate. And when it comes to lower prices, you can see that oils, edible oils, coffee, and sugar. In slide 12, you can see the raw material diversification in terms of prices. The percentage of these prices of the different commodities are seen here clearly for Grupo Nutresa. The only variation that deserves to be mentioned is that of coffee, which is a commodity that has dropped its price significantly in the year. Today, it represents 11.4%, and the last measurement represented 14.2%. So there's a decrease that's significant with this raw material. And now let's move on to the financial statement that will be given by Mr. Bonanos. Good morning. You can see that the results are very positive with a margin of 14.4%. And this is mainly due to the effects of the cost of the acceptable cost of raw materials. You can see here, for instance, in new innovation in this semester reached 90%. And general terms then, to keep the expectation that we had with the first semester of this year was good. And we can have a better margin of our EBITDA. So we're talking about margins above of what was expected. Slide 14 shows you the EBITDA of the second semester, which basically reinforces our thesis of sustainability of EBITDA for the rest of the year. The margin is 14.3%. Here you can see in chocolates, there's a slight price decrease. In pasta, we've had a decrease because the wheat is cheaper. But in general terms, this EBITDA of the second semester, we can reinforce sustainability of our profitable levels. Slide 15 shows you the consolidated statements, and you have total operating revenues, which includes the acquisition, which represents a 3% rise, and the operational income is up 6% of the year. Now, slide 16. And in the quarterly information, you can see an increase of merchandise sold of 3%. And this basically shows you an increase in the volume of 7.8%. That makes these magnitudes to change a bit, but it's because of the variations in the first two quarters really doesn't show any changes for the rest of the year. And it shows you an effect of the categories and the dynamics that we've displayed. Slide 17 shows you the consolidated net indebtedness of Grupo Nutresa, which has an indicator of 0.5%. And as we highlighted early on, we are estimating an indicator of 1.9. So really, we have a capability that's above what's needed to have this net indebtedness ratio. So let's begin the questions and answers session. We are connected through the webcast. If you have any questions through both channels, we can communicate through the webcast and the phone calls. Right now, you'll be receiving instructions to ask your questions. So please provide us a clear question, and it's our pleasure to answer them. Let's begin the Q&A session. Thank you. Now let's begin the Q&A session. If you have a question, please press star and then one. If you want to remove your question, press star and two. If you're using a telephone with speaker, please use the handheld mic. If you have a question, please press again star followed by one. The first question comes from Harold Artawilla. Good morning to you all, and thank you for the presentation. I have three questions. One refers to the expansion for the next semesters. As you said in your presentation, you still have an indebtedness capability for your expansion plan, but I would like to know if you're still looking or is this acquisition, because of the size of it, will you have a consolidation period, or can we see new acquisitions for the rest of this year? My second question has to do with raw materials. Can you please give us more information? The cost of raw materials regarding Três Montes, Luchetti, and Grupo Nutresa, will the diversification of raw materials be bigger? And third, when it comes to sales per region in your presentation, and when it comes to the acquisition of Três Montes, you have an EBITDA margin of 14.3%. I'd like to verify that number. I think it's quite high. I think that a margin was more at 12.6%. Is that margin because it includes something else? Thank you. Thank you, Jairo, for your questions. It's my pleasure to answer the last question, clarifying that this EBITDA margin is not consolidated, but instead, if we consolidate both margins, that responds to your first question, the third question. So that's where we get the margin. Now, let's start with the first question. If we will continue our search for the rest of this year for acquisitions, we have been undergoing a process, as we've been talking about in of several years, seeking actively. And it's understandable when you have an active search, there are processes in time at different paces, and there's no need to suspend them. Indeed, if we suspend the search, it can have an impact on ongoing processes. For instance, there are discussions currently in course, and we see them as interesting opportunities, so we will not suspend them. We will, however, focus on making integrations, successful integrations, but these will be gradually made, especially with Três Montes. We will do everything gradually. We're not going to be hands-on on the administration, but we will be working together. And as to acquisitions, we can finalize some processes that are ahead. For some time, we've been discussing the tire power or the financial capability or muscle for the group, and it was at $1 billion. And this acquisition will use up that 3/4 of that capability, and we still have $125,000 to close some of the businesses that we could define in the next months. I can give you an expectation that for the rest of this year, we could see one or two additional processes of acquisitions or joint ventures. And in terms of your second question of raw materials, with Três Montes, Luchetti, I must mention that right now we are in the due diligence process. I must mention as well that still, until we do not close the payments and provide and deliver the stocks and do other things, we must remain confidential. So with all due respect, we must be very careful with the information that we disclose about this process. And so far, we're using only publicly owned information that's been reported to the exchange rate market of Chile. So right now, when it comes to the weight of the cost of raw materials directly, we cannot disclose that information right now. But what is evident right now is that when it comes to commodities, the price for Grupo Nutresa and for Lucchetti will be a higher diversification. Thank you. The next question is of Andres Soto. Good morning. Thank you for your presentation. Congratulations for your results. My first question is a continuation of prior questions. How are you handling this information? Because when it comes to the margin, it's very hard to understand. When you are closing, are you really improving your margin since the end of 2012? Second question, let's look at the capability and the expansion in geography that you're having and how these are affecting the stocks. Thank you, Andres. Unfortunately, because as what I said before, we cannot disclose figures that are not public of Tres Montes Lucchetti. And the last figures published by that company are those at December 31st, 2012. So I cannot provide you any more information about the EBITDA of 2013. As to your second question of the capability, what we found is that there's a good availability in the industry in instant drinks. We have a huge interest in seeing where we can take this product to new geographies, where Nutresa operates, and there we can make use of the installed capability or capacity of the cold drinks, also that of coffee, and generally of all the other juices, sauces. And when it comes to Tres Montes, it has a capability, an available capacity that's reasonable in pasta. A bit limited, but in general, we find that there are good installed capacities at Tres Montes Lucchetti and at Nutresa, and that would allow us to boost and seek for growth of sales by using reciprocally our distribution channels. Can I ask another question? You can see significant growth rates in Colombia right now. The reduced prices in the commodities, but what stands out is the increases of volumes. Especially, you can see even double digits in this item. Can you tell us about that? Yes, the price reduction that you can see in several categories is strong in cold cuts, chocolates, coffee, somehow in biscuits, not with ice cream. And this really abates to three things. One is the fat. We had clearly understood that the last tax reform about 7 or 8 years ago of Colombia, which had a negative impact on the volumes in food categories. So we wanted to avoid that effect of decreasing volumes because of the sensibility to the prices of 16%. So for cold cuts, this was the case. Also with chocolates. But there's a second factor that, and it's to keep in mind that commodities provided us good profitability levels. and effect was transferred to the consumer, and thirdly, for the price reduction. We avoided the price gap for private brands would increase. And also the fact that there were other categories and our competitors were very focused on prices. For instance, with milk modifiers, so we made our price differential increase. So I would say that we've tried to keep the gaps of the relative price reasonable. Thank you so much, Dr. Pierre. Thank you. We have Alejandro Arango. Let's listen to your question, please. Good morning, Pablo Rosario. My question relates to the volumes. What dynamics can you tell us about the volumes in Colombia and abroad? Will we see these volume increases? Thank you. Thank you, Alejandro. Well, what we've seen in the marketplace is that with the price reduction, the categories that are very much related to prices really stimulate consumption. And we found that the measure of price volume has been great to counteract the possible drop of volumes when the economy decelerates in a region. Therefore, we expect to keep prices at the same levels. And what we're seeing, and we hope to see in the future, is a recovery of volumes above the levels that we had estimated. Frankly, it's a say of how much more, because consumptions in Colombia and the region have been affected. In Colombia, there are expectations right now which are more related to consensus. I give value to measuring the trust levels of consumers. There are improvements in consumer trust. And that's an indicator which usually represents improvements in Colombia. And in the region, we still see very strong and positive dynamics in Peru. Mexico has been displaying recovery levels and has acceptable level. And in the U.S., in biscuits, we're seeing growth levels. So I'd say that we can expect that in terms of volumes, at least they will remain, or if not, improve for the rest of the year. Thank you, Nanda. No, thank you. And we have Jose Restrepo. Good morning. Thank you for your talk and congratulations for the results of the semester. I have a question. You mentioned that these types of acquisitions, like that of Tres Montes, Luchetti, Wurst Cars, why did the owners of Luchetti sell it? Thank you. Thank you for your question. Well, I think it's better to discuss what was shared with the public in this process. Tres Montes Luchetti is a traditional company, and its majority shareholders wanted to focus its products and its sales in other economic activities, clearly there is a company in which they made good value. So I think that it was a win-win situation for both parties. They are very satisfied, and Cooper Nutresa is very satisfied. So it's a win-win situation. Thank you. Thank you. And we have Sebastian Gallego. Good morning. Thank you for your presentation, and congratulations for the results. I have two questions with regards to Luchetti. Beyond what you've provided us, I'd like to know two things. When do you expect to make the transaction, and when will you have Luchetti as part of the financial results of Grupo Nutresa? And obviously, if you can share with us the EBITDA and the type of business. And another question is, could you please tell us more about your coffee and chocolate business? Because I'd say that it's been quite weak. And I'd like to know what happened, especially the profitability levels and the EBITDA of both of these items. Is it because the prices of raw materials, or what happened? Thank you, Sebastian. With regards to the expected closing of this business with Tres Montes, Luchetti, and including it in the Grupo Nutresa financial statement, our maximum term is about September 18th, and our goal instead is to make the due diligence in an agile manner. We've seen that the company has an excellent information system. They have very complete data. Their platform has been sound, and really the management system has been good. And we've seen it's very organized. So I think we can carry out this process even in a shorter term. So as we carry out the due diligence and we close the transaction, we hope that it will be at the end of August or early September. The idea is that by the first week of September, we can consolidate the financial results as of September in Grupo Nutresa. If the transaction is closed at the first week of September, the idea then is to consolidate this in Grupo Nutresa shortly. As to your second question, when it comes to the items of coffee and chocolates, we cannot provide you any information because Tres Montes Luchetti still has this information on a confidential basis. We can only use the public information of this company that was published at December 31st, 2012. For Grupo Nutresa, also the dynamics of chocolates and coffee, and why, compared to these sales volumes, do we have lower profitability levels? As I said before, we preferred to cut back on prices to maintain the same volumes and avoid affecting our profitability levels. And therefore, with these increased volumes, we've avoided the production volumes, and this gives us an expenses list that's quite positive. In addition, you can see that the prices of the raw materials have dropped as well. For instance, in cocoa, the price has been stable. In coffee, the price has been dropping price. So it's given us a cost advantage when it comes to coffee. There has been a price reduction, both in Colombia and abroad, and in cocoa. Anyways, we made a price reduction because of the VAT, and because some competitors were very aggressive in terms of price. And lastly, I'd like to mention the dynamics of consumption of both categories in chocolates and coffee. Well, in Colombia, in the first quarter, there was a growth of 3% of both items. And these volumes are estimated. And we expect that the dynamics for the rest of the year will be similar. Thank you so much, sir. Oh, allow me to interrupt. We have gone beyond the time. We have time for two more questions. So I'd like to answer both of them. One comes from Deadwire, from Connie, and she asked about the potentials and if the issuance of stocks will be made this year. And the next question is from Laura Cabrera from BBVU. And what did Grupo Nutrosa do to increase its margins? And how long will be the integration process with Tres Montes y Chetti? And what happened with the 281,000 million pesos in net? So let's answer the questions at the wire. Yes, with regards to the issuance of stocks or debt, we have disregarded this. As we said, the firepower, the capacity of acquisitions for our company this year is of $1 billion, and with Tres Montes y Chetti, we already used 750,000. And however, there are other acquisitions for the rest of the year, but these alone will not exceed $250,000. So adding Tres Montes y Chetti with any other companies will not exceed $1 billion, and that's why it's clear that we will not be making any issuances and stocks or our debt. As to the potential of acquisitions, this is great for geography purposes. And basically, we are including from the U.S. to Chile, so I think that basically we're remaining in the same categories as those of Tres Montes. So thank you, David. As to Laura's question, I'm going to ask Jose to talk about the CAPEX. And to discuss the Tres Montes y Chetti question, and then I will talk about the closing of the transaction, the direction of the company. We're going to be doing this in a gradually orderly fashion, where we will start to gradually integrate with Tres Montes with the different business activities. You can look at the strategy, the line, the process, and the culture of Tres Montes, Nutrati, and gradually we can join both organizations, working a lot strongly on the synergies and gradually with the rest. Jose. Now when it comes to the CAPEX, we have a discount of 280,000 million pesos. To this date, we have 77,000 million pesos available. And according to the plans and the different plans, we see that by the year end, we have 77,000 million pesos for the CAPEX. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, this ends the talk of the first semester of 2013 of Grupo Nutresa. It's been quite satisfactory, and there's a great note of trust and optimism for the rest of the year. Thank you for listening to us and for accepting our invitation. Thank you so much. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. This ends our teleconference for today. Thank you for attending and for accepting this invitation.